महाविष्णुं ज्वलान्तां सार्वतोमुखां नृसिंहां विजनं भद्रां मृत्युं नमाम्यहम्। ॐ नमः भगवते तुभ्यं पुरुषाय महात्मने प्रायद्भूत सिंहाय ब्रह्मणे परमात्मने। ॐ नमो भगवते महन सिंहाय हिरण्यकशिपु वक्षस्थाल त्रिभुवन विपकाय भूत प्रेत पिशाचि दकिनि सकिनि मलन मलनाय स्तंबोर बबाय समस्त दोषान् हर हर विषाय विषाय कंपाय कंपाय रिम 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 पत् पत् तम तम हे हे रुद्र अज्ञापते स्वाहा। प्लादार्जलराजं वक्ता विद्या विदारणं स्रारिन्दुरुचिं वन्दे पारिन्द्रबन्दनं हरिं। श्रीनृसिंहा जय नृसिंहा तुलादेश जाय पद्म मुखा पद्मभृङ्ग।
Let me offer my obeisances unto Lord Nrisimhadev, who is always enlightening Prahlad Maharaj within his heart, and who always kills the nescience that attacks the devotees. His mercy is distributed like the moonshine, and his face is like that of a lion. Let me offer my obeisances unto him, again and again. All glories to Nrisimhadev, who is the lord of Prahlad Maharaj, and like the honeybee, is always engaged in beholding the lotus-like face, the goddess of fortune.
नृसिंहकवचं वक्ये प्रह्लादेरोरितपुरा सर्वरक्षकरं पुण्यं सर्वोपद्रवनाशनं सर्वसम्पत्करं चैव स्वर्गमोक्षप्रदायकं ज्ञात्वा नृसिंहदेवेशं हिंगसिंहासनस्थितं विवितस्यं त्रिनयनं शरारिन्दौ समाप्रभम् लाक्ष्मणिङ्गितवामङ्गं विभुतिभिरुपश्रितं चतुर्भोजकोमलङ्गं स्वर्णकुन्दालशोभितं सरोजशोभितो रक्षं रत्नकेयूरमुद्रितं ताप्तकंसनशङ्कासं पीतनिर्मालभाषसं इन्द्रादेशूरमुलिष्टं स्फुरन्मानाख्यदीप्तिवे विराजेतापदाद्वन्द्वं शङ्क्रचक्रादिहेतिवे गरुत्मतच्च विनयत् स्तूयमानविडम्बितम् स्वारित्कमलसम्भासं पित्तत्तु कवचं पतेत् नृसिंहामि शिरोपातु लोकरक्षार्थ सम्भवः। सर्वगोपिस्तम्भवास फलं मे रक्षतु ध्वनिं नृसिंहमे दिशोपातु सोमसूर्याग्निलोचनः स्मितं मे पतनिहारि मुनिवर्यस्तु प्रियः नासं मे सिंहनाशस्तु मुखं लक्ष्मि मुखप्रियः। सर्वविद्यादिपप्पातु नृसिंहारसनं मम वक्रपत्विन्दभरणं श्रापालारवन्दितं नृसिंहापतु मेकं तं स्कन्दो भूवृत्तनन्तकृत् दिव्यस्राशोभितो भुजो नृसिंहापतु मे भुजो करो मे देव भरदो नृसिंहापतु सर्वतः हृदयं योगिसज्जश्च निवासं पतु मे हरि मज्जं पतु हिरण्याक्ष वक्षकुक्षे विदारण नाभं मे पतु निहोरि स्वनाभि ब्रह्म संस्तुता प्रमन्दाकोति अगात्यं यस्योपतिमेकतिं गूयं मे पतु गूयानं मन्त्राणं गूयरूपदृक् ऊरुमानो भव पातु जानो ने नररूपदृक् जङ्गे पतु दरब्बार हर्तयोसो निकेश्वरे सूरराजः प्रपातु परो मे निहरिश्वरः सहस्रश्रेष्ठ पुरुषः पतु मे सर्वशत्तनुं महोग्रापूर्वतः पातु महावीराग्रोक्षितः Mahavishne Dakshinetu Mahadvalastu Nairitaha Paschime Pata Sarvesho Dishime Sarvatomuka Nishinga Patu Vayavyam Somya Bhushana Vigraha Ishanyam Patu Badrome Sarva Mangala Dayaka Samsaya Bhayata Pator Mityo Mityo Nikeshari Idam Nishinga Kavacham Prahlada Mukha Manditam Bhaktimam Yapati Naitam Sarva Papam Pramuchyate Putra Vandana Vanloke Dirgayur Pujayate Kamyate Yam Yam Kamam Tam Tam Prapnoti Asamshayam Sarvatram Jayam Apnoti Sarvatra Vijayi Bhavet Bhumyantariksa Divyanam Kahanam Bini Baranam Vichikagora Shambhuta Vishapahara Tamparam Brahma Rakshasa Yakshanam Durosana Nakaranam Bujivata Lipatriva Kavasam Likitam Shubang Karamuleditam Jina Sidyeyu Kama Sidyaya Vivasuram Manusheshu Samsam Evam Jayam Labit Ikat Sanyati Sanyamma Yaptenyato Naraha Sarva Mangala Mangalyam Bukti Mukti Chavindati Vatrinsati Sahasyani Parashuratmanam Ninam Kavachasya Mantrasya Mantrasya Dhiprajayati Anena Mantra Rajena Vitva Bhasma Vimantranam Vilakam Minyasadyastu Tasya Graha Bayam Harit Trivaram Yapamanastu Tatavarya Vimantracha Prasayadyo Naro Mantram Nishingam Jnana Macharit Tasya Roga Panasyanti Vichashukuk Shishamavaha Gajantam Gayantam Nijabuja Patalam Sfotyantam Hatantam Rupyantam Tapayantam Divibuviditam Kshepantam Kshipantam Krandantam Roshyantam Dishidishtatatam Samharantam Barantam Vikshantam Purnayantam Karanikershate Divasingam Namami Piti Shibamanda Purane Praladoktam Sinisingakavacham Sampurnam Om Namo Bhagavate Shri Mahana Singhaya Damsra Kalavadanaya Gaura Rupaya Vajranakaya Dvallamalane Mamma Vignan Pacha Pacha Mamma Baya Bindi Bindi Mamma Shatrun Vidravaya Vidravaya Mamma Sarvarishtan Pravanjaya Pravanjaya Chata Chata Hona Hona Chindi Chindi Mamma Sarvabishtan Puraya Puraya Mam Raksha Raksha Hampatsvaha
I shall now recite the Nishinga Kavacha, formerly spoken by Prahlad Maharaj. It is most pious, vanquishes all kinds of impediments, and provides one all protection. It bestows all opulences, and can give one elevation to the heavenly planets for liberation. One should meditate upon Lord Nishingadev, Lord of the demigods, seated upon a golden throne. His mouth is wide open, he has three eyes, and he is as radiant as the autumn moon. He's embraced my Lakshmi Devi on his left side, and his form is the shelter of all opulences, both material and spiritual. The Lord has four arms, and his limbs are very soft. He is decorated with golden earrings. His chest is resplendent like the lotus flower, and his arms are decorated with jewel-studded ornaments. He is dressed in a spotless yellow garment, which exactly resembles molten gold. He is the original cause of existence, beyond the mundane sphere, for the great demigods headed by Indra. He appears bedecked with rubies, which are blazingly effulgent. His two feet are very attractive, and he is armed with various weapons, such as the conch, disc, etc. Garuda joyfully offers prayers with great reverence. Having seated Lord Nrisimhadev upon the lotus of one's heart, one should recite the following mantra. May Lord Nrisimha, who protects all the planetary systems, protect my head. Although the Lord is all-pervading, he hid himself within a pillar. May he protect my speech and the results of my activities. May Lord Nrisimha, whose eyes are the moon, the sun, and fire, protect my eyes. May Lord Nrihari, who is pleased by the prayers offered by the best of sages, protect my memory. May he who has the nose of a lion protect my nose, and may he whose face is very dear to the goddess of fortune protect my mouth. May Lord Nrisimha, who is the knower of all sciences, protect my sense of taste. May he whose face is beautiful as the full moon, and who is offered prayers by Prahlad Maharaj, protect my face. May Lord Nrisimha protect my throat. He is the sustainer of the earth and the performer of unlimitedly wonderful activities. May he protect my shoulders. His arms are resplendent with transcendental weapons. May he protect my shoulders. May the Lord who bestows benediction upon the demigods protect my hands, and may he protect me from all sides. May he who is achieved by the perfect yogis protect my heart, and may Lord Hari protect my dwelling place. May he who ripped apart the chest and abdomen of the great demon Hiranyakashipu protect my waist. And may Lord Nrihari protect my navel. He is offered prayers by Lord Brahma, who was sprung from his own navel. May he on whose hips rest all the universes protect my hips. May the Lord protect my private parts. He is the knower of all mantras and all mysteries, but he himself is not visible. May he who is the original Cupid protect my thighs. May he who exhibits a human-like form protect my knees. May the remover of the burden of the earth, who appears in the form which is half man and half lion, protect my calves. May the bestower of heavenly opulence protect my feet. He is the supreme controller in the form of a man and lion combined. May the thousand-headed supreme enjoyer protect my body from all sides and in all respects. May that most ferocious personality protect me from the east. May he who is superior to the greatest heroes protect me from the southeast, which is presided over by Agni. May the supreme Vishnu protect me from the south. And may that person of blazing luster protect me from the southwest. May the Lord of everything protect me from the west. His faces are everywhere, so please may he protect me from this direction. May Lord Nrisimha protect me from the northwest, which is predominated by Vayu. And may he whose form is in itself the supreme ornament protect me from the north, where Soma resides. May the all-auspicious Lord, who himself bestows all-auspiciousness, protect me from the northeast, the direction of the sun god. And may he who is death personified protect me from fear of death and rotation in this material world. This Nrisimha Kavacha has been ornamented by issuing from the mouth of Prahlad Maharaj. A devotee who reads this becomes free from all sins. Whatever one desires in this world, he can attain without doubt. One can have wealth, many sons, and a long life. He becomes victorious who desires victory, and indeed becomes a conqueror. He wards off the influence of all planets, earthly, heavenly, and everything in between. This is the supreme remedy for the poisonous effects of serpents and scorpions, and Brahma Rakshasa ghosts and Yakshas are driven far away. One may write this most auspicious prayer on his arm, or inscribe it on a palm leaf and attach it to his wrist, and all his activities will become perfect. One who regularly chants this prayer, whether once or thrice, he becomes victorious, whether amongst demigods, demons, or human beings. One who with purified heart recites this prayer 32,000 times attains the most auspicious of all auspicious things, and material enjoyment and liberation are already understood to be available to such a person. This Kavacha mantra is the king of all mantras. One attains by it what would be attained by anointing oneself with ashes and chanting all other mantras. Having marked one's body with tilak, taking ashman with water, and reciting this mantra 3 times, the fear of all inauspicious planets is removed. That person who recites this mantra, meditating upon Lord Nrisimhadeva, has all of his diseases vanquished, including those of the abdomen. Lord Nrisimha roars loudly and causes others to roar. With his multitude of arms, he tears the demons asunder and kills them in this way. He is always seeking out and tormenting the demonic descendants of Diti, both on this earth planet and in the higher planets, and he throws them down and scatters them. He cries with great anger as he destroys the demons in all directions. Yet with his unlimited hands, he sustains, protects, and nourishes the cosmic manifestation. I offer my respectful obeisances to the Lord, who has assumed the form of a transcendental lion. Thus ends the Nrisimha Kavacha, as it is described by Prahlad Maharaj in the Brahmanda Purana. O Nisshingadev, whose form is terrible, by sharp and long teeth, very fearful to see, with strong, large nails, garlanded by flames, destroy my obstacles, and kick out my fear, scatter my enemies, destroy my karma, flash, kill, cut, ever fulfill all my desires to serve you, safeguard me, and all around me.